WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Integrating mindfulness into our daily lives, because let's face it, stress is basically the unwelcome house guest that just won't leave. You know that feeling when you're constantly running around like a hamster on a wheel, thoughts racing, to-do list overflowing? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower hidden within each of us that can help us navigate those stressful moments with grace and even a little bit of zen? That superpower is mindfulness. I know, I'm not talking about some mystical practice reserved for monks on mountaintops. This is about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and learning to respond instead of reacting. Think of it like hitting a pause button in your mind. So are you ready to unlock this stress-busting superpower? Here's the deal. Integrating mindfulness into daily life isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's about sprinkling those mindful moments throughout your day, little pockets of awareness that can make a world of difference. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you get started. First up, make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or grabbing your coffee in the morning, weave mindfulness into your routine. Start with something small, 5 minutes of mindful breathing before bed, paying attention to your senses while you eat lunch, or taking a few deep breaths before a stressful meeting. Next, find your anchor. This is your go-to practice that helps bring you back to the present moment whenever your mind starts wandering. It could be focusing on your breath, noticing physical sensations in your body, or even repeating a calming word or phrase. Find what works for you and keep it handy. Now, let's talk about embracing the monkey mind. You know that feeling when your thoughts are racing like a pack of monkeys? That's totally normal. Instead of fighting those thoughts, acknowledge them, gently guide your attention back to your anchor, and don't beat yourself up for getting distracted. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not perfection. Speaking of practice, make it playful. Don't take things too seriously. Incorporate mindfulness into activities you enjoy. Listen to music with full awareness, savor the taste of your favorite food, or take a mindful walk in nature. Finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Learning to be present takes time and effort. Some days will be easier than others. That's okay. Celebrate your successes, acknowledge your challenges, and keep showing up for yourself. You've got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking into work after a particularly stressful morning. Your mind is buzzing with to-do list emails and that looming presentation you need to give. Instead of letting that stress take over, you remember your mindful breathing anchor. You pause for a few deep breaths, noticing the cool air entering your lungs and the warmth spreading through your body. You focus on each inhale and exhale, grounding yourself in the present moment. Suddenly, the world around you feels a little calmer, your thoughts feel a bit less chaotic. You approach your work day with a renewed sense of clarity and composure. Boom, that's the magic of mindfulness. So remember, bringing mindfulness into your daily life isn't about becoming some superhuman stress buster overnight. It's about incorporating those small moments of awareness throughout your day, those little pauses that can make a big difference. Start with something small, be patient with yourself, and watch as you cultivate a sense of calm and clarity in even the most hectic situations. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've already started incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style so you never miss an episode packed with insights and strategies for building healthier, happier relationships with yourself and others. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.